Welcome to Facts Roundtable, a podcast dedicated to navigating life with food allergies across the lifespan, presented in a welcoming format with interviews and open discussions. Each episode will explore a specific topic, leaving you with the facts to know or use. Information presented via this podcast is educational and not intended to provide individual medical advice. Please consult with your personal board-certified allergist or healthcare providers for advice specific to your situation. Hi, everyone. I'm Caroline Mwasisi, and I am your host for the Fact Roundtable podcast. I am a food allergy parent, advocate, and the founder of the Grateful Foodie blog, and I am Fact's Vice President of Community Relations. Before we enjoy today's podcast, I just want to pause and say thank you to Genentech for sponsoring the Facts Roundtable podcast. May is a very exciting month in the world of food allergies because May is Food Allergy Awareness Month, featuring an awareness-packed Food Allergy Awareness Week, which starts on Sunday, May 14th. We're sitting down with Kristen Osborne, FACS Vice President of Education, to explore why we celebrate this month, ideas to help you engage your family, friends, and community, and how to talk about the many ways that we are celebrating our TL moments during this really special time. Welcome, Kristen. We're absolutely delighted to have you on FACS Roundtable podcast again to help us kick off Food Allergy Awareness Week and Month.
Thank you, Caroline. I'm excited to talk about one of my most favorite times of the year.
I am right there with you. I mean, I love the holidays, but Food Allergy Awareness Month is just exciting, not only because of what we do, but I love the color teal. I get to put it on everything and nobody says anything to me.
Exactly. Like, let your teal flag fly.
I love it. That's perfect. All right. So let's just dive right into today's fantastic conversation. I'm so biased, right? Totally biased on this. So can you get us up to speed on how and why Food Allergy Awareness Week and subsequently the month was created? And then why is it so important for people living with food allergies?
When someone is going through something, it is really beneficial to go through it with someone else, a group of people. And Food Allergy Awareness Week was just that. It was first recognized in 1998. And in the United States, and the purpose of the week was to raise awareness about food allergies, which is a growing public health concern. And then in 2012, Food Allergy Awareness Week was expanded to a full month-long campaign in order to further increase awareness and education about food allergies. Because it's great to talk about food allergy awareness for 7 days, but it's even better to talk about it for 31 days. Now, the month aims to educate the public about the seriousness of food allergies and to promote understanding and compassion for those who live with it. According to the CDC, food allergies are a growing public health concern affecting an estimated 32 million Americans. That means I know someone with food allergies, you know someone with food allergies, and there are people with food allergies are in our community. And the awareness campaign is important for people living with food allergies because it helps to raise awareness about the potentially life-threatening nature of food allergies and the importance of taking them seriously. It's also a great reminder for people to be mindful of those with food allergies and to take steps to ensure their safety.
Well, and I think these awareness weeks and months, not only for food allergies, but other health conditions are so important because I always stop and try to pause when I do see something like this taking place and just educate myself. It doesn't take much time. And then it's kind of fun because everyone's very excited and everyone's celebrating. And I just think it's such a special time with my bias aside. I just think it's such a beautiful and positive opportunity to learn how to just be a better citizen.
Exactly. I've learned through my friends that navigate diseases and other life-threatening issues what to do in the event that they were to need assistance. I've educated myself through their stories and their education, and it's helpful now. I have a better understanding of what the disease is and how to explain it to maybe my children or to share their story to better help our community. It's great information, and I really appreciate those who take the time to educate, and Food Allergy Awareness Week is the best time to do that.
Couldn't agree more. Now, for people tuning in today who actually might be new to the food allergy world, how would you describe our teal way of life? In fact, we use that term quite a bit. And then if you don't mind kind of diving into how the teal way of life works in the Osborne household.
Well, we all know that living with food allergies can have a significant impact on an individual's daily life, as they must constantly be vigilant about what they eat and be prepared for a possible allergic reaction. And for people with food allergies, even the exposure to trace amounts of allergens can cause a range of symptoms, including hives, swelling, difficulty breathing, and in some cases, anaphylaxis, which is possibly a life-threatening reaction. And as a result, people with food allergies must carefully read food labels, ask about ingredients when dining out, and carry emergency medications such as epinephrine in case of an allergic reaction. For our home in the Osborne household, that means when we go to baseball practice, we bring our epi. My son packs his tennis bag for tennis matches. He brings his epinephrine. When we go to a family event and we're going out to eat as a group, we're asking the managers, asking the waiters and wait staff about ingredients in the food and asking about how they prepare the food, what is done in the back of the kitchen. And when we get those answers, we kind of determine whether or not we feel comfortable attending there. As for us in our household, it also means that my children are getting older, and when we have allergic reactions, their friends are there to help them, and they can recognize an anaphylactic reaction and help in the event that my children need it. It's definitely a way of life. It doesn't define who we are, but I think it gives me some sparkle, a little teal sparkle as a parent. It also gives them empowerment and encouragement to kind of lead the rest of their lives, knowing that they've learned these strategies and learned these tips to help with their food allergies that kind of trickle over into other aspects of their life.
I love how you just said you have a little bit of teal sparkle and how food allergies don't define you. I think you just summed it up so beautifully. That totally resonated with me, where, you know, our allergies don't define us, but they are definitely part of who and what we are. And I love that teal sparkle, where we're taking the positive aspects of how we can handle the disease and condition and how we can move forward with it in this really lovely, positive way.
It is. Day in and day out, we understand the hard part of label reading and sometimes maybe the isolation that it presents. But when you look at what you have learned or what you can take from it and make it positive, then there are so many other avenues that you can apply that skill to your life. I know for me personally, as a mother of someone with food allergies and the wife of someone with food allergies, I've learned so many names of food that I was unfamiliar with before. And if you had asked me 15, 20 years ago what quinoa was, I had no idea. But now I understand it. I know where it comes from. And it's the knowledge of reading food labels and understanding how different foods work that I'm more educated about it. And thus my friends and family are more educated about it as well.
And I think your friends and family also benefit from your amazing cooking. I just want listeners to know Kristen is famous for her fried chicken, which I'm still feeling a little left out that I've never had it yet. Just going to throw that in there. But Kristen's an amazing cook.
Thank you, Caroline. Anytime you're in Virginia, you know I will make some fried chicken for you.
I'm going to stop in. You'll see. So now turning to some more of your personal experiences and with Food Allergy Awareness Week, what kind of impact have you actually seen from people who participate in this week? Like, would you say it's worth that extra time and energy to try to get out there and make a difference? I mean, I know I maybe go a little overboard sometimes, but I get really excited. And so I try to do things at school. I try to do things to individuals that have supported my family. I use it as a time to say thank you. So what are your thoughts?
I think if each person that had food allergies or it you knew someone that food allergies impacted took one thing, just one, to do or to celebrate, the magnitude, the ripple effect of those one things would create a tsunami of education and awareness. Recently, a friend of mine whose family does not have food allergies shared that she helped create an Easter egg hunt for her church, and she learned about food allergies through our family and all of the different stories we've had about finding safe food and understanding how to read ingredient labels and sometimes those reactions. And she wanted to help include the kids at her church with food allergies. The touching part of the story was that the grandparents in the church wanted to help donate eggs as well with treats inside, but they wanted to make sure that the treats were non-food. So they included toys and money and other non-food treats to include everyone, not just kids maybe that can eat candy or those with other diseases or disabilities, but they wanted to include students with food allergies too. And the fact that I knew I shared our story with my friend Sherry shared stories of food allergies to her community. Her community now is shining and they're aware of making sure that everyone is included. So the impact of Food Allergy Awareness Week and month can be seen in a variety of ways. For example, it can help reduce the stigma surrounding food allergies. It helps increase understanding and empathy for those people with food allergies. And it promotes the development of education and a community. And these initiatives can also encourage policymakers and the food industry to take action to improve food labeling laws and make allergen-free foods more widely available. So again, if each person took one idea and they ran with it, think of the wave of education and support that our community could have. So if you know someone with food allergies or you have a loved one with food allergies, take one idea during the entire month and just do that one idea.
That's amazing. You're right. Just one step can create this whole positive tidal wave of information.
It's definitely worth the extra time and energy it takes to participate in a Food Allergy Awareness Week. And by raising the awareness about food allergies and anaphylaxis, we can help prevent allergic reactions and save lives.
And that's what it's all about, saving lives, living positively, living successfully, taking those challenges and learning how to work through it. I just love this. So now you are known for having such creative and fun ideas. So what ideas do you have for us regarding Food Allergy Awareness Month and the actual week?
One of my favorite Food Allergy Awareness Week and Food Allergy Awareness Month ideas was our community coming together. Just call me a sucker for community togetherness. I really love when we get together and we talk about all the things that we're doing in our own home. Because now instead of one idea, I have 10 or I have 20 or I have 30. And we can take all these ideas and put them in together to weave this beautiful teal fabric across this country of education, awareness, and advocacy. And I get a little emotional thinking about it, but I love the community that this creates. One of my favorite things to do with Food Allergy Awareness Week is to thank our friends, thank our family, thank our community. And it's just a letter that my kids write or a picture that they write. A picture that they draw and they give to our loved ones, because I really want to show them appreciation for the moments where they don't have anyone in their family with food allergies, but they know that my son is coming to their birthday party and they asked ahead of time what the safe pizza was, or the coaches that will text and say, hey, what are some safe snacks that your child can have? Or when, you know, coaches bring something maybe in high school and they see that there isn't something that my son can have that's safe. They left. One coach recently left the school, went down the street to the convenience store and bought some chips that my son could eat and wanted him to participate. And my son's like, no, it's okay. And the coach said, no, absolutely not. I'm getting something for you to have. So it's those moments, those small moments that people get together and do things. But there are so many different ways to celebrate Food Allergy Awareness Week.
How can listeners join FACT in celebrating these teal moments? Give us the details.
FACT has everything you need to help celebrate teal moments with your family. On our website, foodallergyawareness.org, under Food Allergy Initiatives, you'll find our whole setup of food allergy awareness graphics, information, and graphics that you can share on social media, from Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn, all kinds of different places that you can use these educational graphics and to share. But we all know, as food allergy caregivers and those living with food allergies, we're the masters of the uncomfortable conversations, the keen eye for reading the fine prints on food labels, and the champions of pre-planning and packing for every single day of the year. We cook up our allergen-friendly feasts. We host the most delicious gatherings. In my case, it's me making the gluten-free fried chicken recipe that Caroline would like. And in this journey, we laugh, we cry, and we find creative solutions to solve everyday problems, all while trying to stay safe. Now, in my book, I think that's called superheroes. Let's just say superheroes have nothing on us when it comes to fighting the good fight against food allergies. That is why we're ready to celebrate, and why FACT is ready to celebrate the teal moments like nobody's business. In May, we're bringing the fun and raising awareness for food allergies in our cities and states. Let's show our communities how we unite by embracing the hashtag celebrating teal moments vibe during the Food Allergy Awareness Month. Download our posters and deck out your social media profiles with our cool graphics. And know that with one share, others will be educated, informed, and you'll help raise awareness to very important information.
All it takes is one share, right?
Just one share.
Just one share, and then that could go out to 10 more people and then 20 more people. And to listeners, I will make sure I have all the links to these wonderful graphics and ideas and materials and activities. Our website is just packed with a lot of data, and I will make sure that'll be right there at your fingertips.
The great thing is that we have information that spans generations, spans demographics, spans occupations. For teachers, we have a section where you can introduce your students to common food allergies and safety protocols while encouraging empathy for classmates with a food allergy. You can share our food allergy curricula program for schools with the teacher design PowerPoints, lesson plans, and activities. For family members, you can download and print the FACT posters to share with friends, school personnel, your community. You can change your profile, you can change your cover photo, you can send a press release, all kinds of things that you can do. And you just take one activity. Remember, our goal is one activity. And if we all take one activity, we're going to create that teal ripple across the country.
Now I'm going to have to figure out what my activity is going to be. So now, looking back over the years, do you have one memory that just stands out? One Food Allergy Awareness Week or month memory that just is the best?
I think one of my favorite things to do, or things that we've done in the past, was to go to DC as a family and are decked out in our teal Sunday's best and talk with legislators about our journey, our story, and how food allergies affect our life. And I really enjoyed it as a parent because it showed my children that despite what they live with, it's important to share that with others who are policymakers, legislators, who can create change. And I really am a big proponent of creating change and creating, empowering my children to create change. And that small step of going through and talking with legislative staff and legislators is important. And whether my kids recognized it at the time or not, because, you know, when we're younger, you know, your mom says, oh, we're going to Washington, we get dressed up, I know when they get older, they'll definitely understand the capacity to what they're doing, because it's not every day that people take the stand to affect change. And I want to teach my children that it's in their hands to affect change if we want change to happen.
What a beautiful sentiment, Kristen. I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us. But we're actually at the end of our time together. So what would you like listeners to hear from you before we sign off today?
Just know that each and every one of you has the power to create waves of change in your community, whether that's through education or through sharing your own personal food allergy story. Hashtag celebrating teal moments. Share that. Share that with your community. Share it with your family. Tell someone what it means to live and walk in your shoes, your teal shoes, in day-to-day life. And you can do that by logging onto our website at foodallergyawareness.org and going through all of our Food Allergy Awareness Month information and downloads. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact us.
Thank you again, Kristen, for just these perfect ideas of fun things to do and beautiful sentiments. And I again really appreciate the detailed information on how everyone can join us and we can all be part of this wave of change. You keep using that term. I think I'm going to steal it from you. Use it all over social media as well. But I really appreciate you inviting all of us to come on this journey with you. And thank you again for your time today.
You're welcome, Caroline. Thanks again for having me.
Before we sign off today, I just want to take one more moment to say thank you to Genentech for sponsoring FACTS Roundtable Podcast. Thank you for listening to FACTS Roundtable Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes coming soon. Please subscribe, leave a review, and listen to our podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Stitcher. Have a great day and always be kind to one another.